The care of orphaned, abandoned, and rejected African-American children in Bloomington Normal has not always been kind or good, and even wanted in certain parts of town. WGLT's Mary Cullen offers us an unflinching perspective in this episode of McHistory. Louise Calamese and her husband, Napoleon, led the McLean County Home for Colored Children for nearly three decades.
It always strikes people, they're always shocked in a way that, yes, we separated children orphans, children from broken homes, children from homes that were unable to care for them for financial or other reasons, oftentimes homes of single mothers. We separated those children, the neediest segments of our society, by race for many years in this community.
We have 13 children, but have the capacity of 22. You never know when homes are going to be broken or when the county's going to find a home for some child. This is Jennifer Rusk with the Evergreen Cemetery Walk.
This is Bill Kemp, librarian, McLean County Museum of History. We've heard the voice of Louise Davis Calamese, who was born in 1895 in Missouri, but in 1920, Louise Davis will marry Napoleon Calamese at Bloomington's Mount Pisgah Baptist Church on the near southwest side of Bloomington. Now, Napoleon, Louise's husband, was active in the local chapter of the NAACP, and he was in the African American Masonic Lodge, which was active at one time.
These children never go away for a summer vacation, so we try to plan an outing for them each year. Last summer, we took them to New Salem for a day. And this summer, we went up to Brookfield Zoo.
In many ways, and for many years, the McLean County Home for Colored Children cared for the most desperate, if you will, segment of the neediest population. So think of orphaned or orphaned African-American children or African-American children from broken homes. But many of the children at the McLean County Home for Colored Children were from mixed race parentage. So they were on the margins of both, in some ways, the African American and the white society.
We receive a good many other gifts during the year. Friends send us vegetables and fruits that we can store for future use, and several clubs donate canned goods. The Home Bureau unit makes cookies for the youngsters, too.
In 1923, the McLean County Home for Colored Children wanted to relocate to Normal, but the town of Normal opposed it strongly, both the citizens, the business community, and town leadership itself. And a three-person committee was organized to notify the Calamese and the board of the McLean County Home for Colored Children that they opposed the relocation to Normal, and they certainly would not be welcome. So that's an unfortunate chapter in our history we cannot really ignore.
We rotate the household jobs so that each child gets a chance to do everything. The boys get specialty training, too. We try to teach them useful leisure time activities. One of our youngsters is making a bird feeder right at present.
In 1969, the Booker T. Washington Home, formerly the McLean County Home for Colored Children, will merge with the Lucy Orme Morgan Home, a home historically for white girls, and then eventually those two institutions will merge with Victory Hall and Normal, and we know that today as the Children's Home and Aid Foundation, which is on the near east side of Bloomington.
And every Thanksgiving, the Young Men's Club gives us a turkey dinner. The Rotarians furnished us with a 22-pound turkey and the trimmings last Christmas.
Louise Calamese was said to address racism that these children would face because they did attend public schools, the children that were living at the Home for Colored Children. She said she would attempt to, quote, instill in a child a desire and a willingness to turn the other cheek and thus rise above the insult by sheer superiority in understanding and tolerance. Like a genie.
This episode of McHistory was produced by WGLT's Mary Cullen, featuring Bill Kemp of the McLean County Museum of History and Jennifer Rusk with the Evergreen Memorial Cemetery Walk.